Many people may not realize it, but the greenhouse effect and global warming are totally different things. The greenhouse effect is something that happens with all celestial bodies, planets, moons, and such, that have an atmosphere. Anyway, back to the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect is a process that happens when the sun's heat enters Earth's atmosphere. The sun's rays warm the Earth, and the atmosphere keeps the heat in, just like a greenhouse. It's a very natural thing, and in most cases, the planet system knows how to balance itself out. Anyway, like I said, it's a pretty natural process. Now, all this gets messed up when humans, add stuff to Earth's atmosphere. That's when global warming, which is not a natural process, happens. See, what happens is that people create, things that create extra heat. For example, cars. We drive cars all the time. So we drive our cars, and our cars burn gas. And this exhaust is pretty hot. And the atmosphere keeps this heat around the planet. Plus, all of our machinery and our factories and stuff, they all produce heat. So all this stuff creates what scientists are calling global warming. Earth's surface and atmosphere just keep getting hotter. Now, global warming has many negative effects, but I think one of the biggest problems with global warming is the melting of polar ice caps and glaciers. See, our planet has huge chunks of ice at both of its poles, and when global warming happens, the overall temperature of the planet increases. And what this does is it makes polar ice melt. So when ice melts, it turns into water, which goes into our oceans. And that causes the level of water to rise. And this could also cause major flooding.
Question 23. What's the difference between greenhouse effect and global warming? Question 24. According to the speaker, why does global warming happen? Question 25. What's the speaker's biggest concern with global warming?